website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to come to you today as we face the issues. We're also thankful to say that we missed the bullet. I am thankful that we got a reprieve. We were missed, for the most part, in our area by the hurricane/tropical storm. I'm thankful for that, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be spared from the storm. But yet at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for all of those today that's facing devastation, hardship, and loss. In fact, as of the early morning news, according to the governor's office in the state of Florida, they're projecting the losses of about $36 billion from this hurricane, tropical storm. It's a lot of money. As I tell people, I can't even count that far. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we need to, especially, and I believe all of our listening audience, we have a pretty broad listening audience, and I believe in our total listening audience, we could say that we are thankful that we've been spared from the devastation, calamity, the difficulties that so many faced and are still facing as a result of the storm. So I just wanted to put that in before we get to the very essence of our issue today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book, the source book for life and living. I'm always amazed at those that say they love the Lord, those that say they are Christians, and they don't have a hunger to read the Word. There's no hunger to study the Word. There's no hunger to know the Word better. There's a problem if that is the case. So I urge you today to check up, as the Apostle Paul said, check up, see if you be in the faith. I believe there are a lot of folks today that need to truly get saved. Salvation inures to the blessing and the benefit of the life, and it's primarily through that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and a hunger to study, to know the Word of God. So I commend it to you. It is the truth book, and that is the source book that we use as we face the issues each and every day. I find in John 8:31-32, the scripture says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Lord that endures forever. Psalms 117:2 tells us. So I commend the truth book to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that truth is being diminished, demeaned, rejected, refused in just about every aspect of life. If it's in the realm of theological, doctrinal, biblical truth, if it's in the realm of political, governmental truth, if you stand on that truth factor, there are multitudes that will reject it and refuse to hear what you say. In fact, it goes back to, this is not the root of it, but I like to use the quote from George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell stated in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. we find that we're at the very center of that position today. It is the truth that is rejected by so many, especially in the younger Americans, as one headline puts it. Most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. In the article, it states the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. But ladies and gentlemen, you might have a warped, bent idea of what is truth, but it's an impossibility to have more than one truth. It's an impossibility to say, I have a truth and you have a truth, and they're both equal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not the case at all. Multitudes today refuse the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. And I pray that that will be your mantra. That will be the, as it is called, the modus operandi of your life, that you will stand by truth, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, a good way to find Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff and the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. My question is today, the issue that I want to discuss today, the issue that I think should be on the foremost forefront of the minds and the hearts and the thoughts of each individual conservative, Christian, and patriot that's concerned about the trajectory, the direction that our nation is going in. That is the question, will Americans resist or will we concede? Will Americans resist or will we concede? That's the question. Because I'm persuaded, ladies and gentlemen, that most of us, most that's listening today, most of you that's tuned in today, most recall the past 3 years. Now, if you don't, call in and tell me what you don't recall about the last 3 years. Most of us recall the last 3 years with the Biden administration and the forced mask mandate, the forced COVID death jabs, the forced lockdowns, the forced social distancing. By the way, I was in Walgreens the other day, and there was a long, long line of folks at the prescription counter, and I was the third one back in that long line. And the gentleman, two people in front of me, he still, I reckon most of them in that line, as I recollect, kind of thought they were still social distancing because they were way separated one from the other. And the gentleman that was in the front of the line, there was nobody at the counter, but he was standing back about 10, 15 feet from the counter. The workers in the prescription department couldn't even see him. And so I stood there, and we stood there, and we stood. Finally, I said, sir, if you'd walk up to the counter, they could see you, and they might wait on you and speed this process up. And he looked and like, okay. So he stepped forward. The time he walked to the counter, someone behind the counter said, could I help you? And I'm thinking that there's the mindset today with multitudes from that having been trained. By the way, just as you train a pet, you train a cat, you train a dog, you train a parakeet, and you do so with a reputation of basically if they do wrong, and then you slap them, hit them, give them a treat, whatever it may be, so that it trains them to be obedient to what you've told them to do. I believe we watched America today having been trained, brought into subjection and submission to the mandates of the federal government. And I believe that it is so easy for human beings to submit to anything that the socialist Marxist media says. Don't know if you've been noticing or not, but on the Communist Network News, better known as CNN, there's a constant mantra about the new wave of COVID, about the need to mask, the need to be sure that we're safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're in a position today where we're watching the government overreach, trying to reinstitute what they have done in the past 3 years. In the past 3 years, we've lost our constitutional liberties. We've lost our Bill of Rights for the most part. We've lost our freedoms in America, and the average person does not recognize it. The average person thinks that, well, the civil government says it, I need to be obedient. Even Christians and conservatives and patriots have the mindset that whatever the government says, that's the government, so therefore we need to be obedient to government. Ladies and gentlemen, at your leisure, go to Romans, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses in particular. I'm not going to take time to exegete it on this broadcast today, but simply put, it is God set up civil government. God created civil government for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. We have reversed that process today. We're now prosecuting good and protecting evil. Good example of that comes off the top of my mind. They required President Trump to put up a $200,000 bond in the Fulton County prosecution. By the way, it's an illegal prosecution. And I think in the appeal, it's going to be thrown out of the process. The courts will throw it out, in my opinion. But they required him to put up a $200,000 bond. But yet, for the most part, even in that segment, Fulton County and Atlanta area, most times bonds are not even required anymore. It's one of the George Soros DAs that's been planted to destroy the fundamental foundations in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a twofold justice process. No longer do we have our civil government today that is supposed to prosecute evil and protect good. We find the very reverse of that taking place. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, what I say, that is, we're on the horizon. We're on the fast track for the reinstigation, for the reinstitution of mask mandates, social distancing, and lockdowns. You say, well, why would that be so? Why would we be doing that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tool that the federal government used in order to win the election in 2020 and 2022, for that matter. And why toss it? If it works, use it again. That's, I believe, the mindset. That's where we're headed with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, will Americans resist or comply? Let me just bring it down a little further to home base, not just talking about Americans. You that are listening, will you comply or will you resist if the government orders local, state, and national, or either of those, were to hand down a mandate that you've got to wear a mask, would you do it? If there's the mandate that you can't go into a store without a mask on, would you put the mask on to go in the store? Would you put the mask on to go into the hospital to visit a relative? Would you put that on? Would you take the vaccination if it means traveling from Jacksonville to New York to see a relative that's dying? Or that's just having a birthday party? That's the questions that we need to ask ourselves and be prepared to do so, to do what God would have us to do. I believe that it is time that we recognize what's happening. In Proverbs 14:34, the scripture says righteousness, that's rightness before God. Exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify a nation. But sin is a reproach. It's a dishonor. It's a shame. It's an insult to any people. That is what the scripture says. And in Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we've been in a state of mourning for the nation for the past 3 years in particular, because of the Biden administration being in charge. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll fast forward, because during the course of this broadcast, we want to cover it. I believe Joe Biden ought to be tried for treason. I believe he has committed treason. I believe he has sold America to the highest bidder, to Iran, to Ukraine, to Russia, to China, and only God knows what other nations. And it's just now, the onion is just now being unpeeled to get down to the bare facts of what is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, they have tried to tell us that the masks are necessary. The mask will deliver us from all evil. That if we wear a mask, we will not have the transmission of a pathogen. Ladies and gentlemen, if the mask mandate comes out tomorrow, how will you respond? I'm looking at a headline. Mask study published by the NIH suggests that N95 COVID mask may expose the wearers to very dangerous levels of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. A study published in April of this year found disposable masks can have toxic chemicals in them. Experts said this could make newly instated mask mandates ineffective. The surgical N95 mask has been held up as the gold standard when it comes to protecting against COVID. But the new study quietly shared the National Institute of Health in spring suggests the tight-fitting mask may expose users to very dangerous high levels of toxic chemicals. Researchers from the University of South Korea looked at two types of disposable medical-grade mask as well as several reusable cotton masks. The study found that the chemicals released by these masks had eight times the recommended safety limit of toxic volatile organic compounds. Inhaling these toxic organic volatile compounds has been linked to health issues like headaches, nausea, while prolonging and repeated has been linked to organ damage and even cancer. The study published in April found that several disposable masks contain more than eight times the U.S. recommended limit of toxic volatile organic compounds, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. And yet the federal government is still talking about reinstituting. In fact, several across America, several medical institutions, several medical establishments, several hospitals, multitudes, in fact, about 140 of our state-sponsored colleges and universities have said that masks are required in order to go back to school this fall. Several of the hospitals and medical associations have now reinstituted the mask mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, the COVID mask mandate was to bring about subjection and submission. I'm looking at one headline dated August the 22nd of this year. COVID mask mandates now returning. Nearly 1 year after President Joe Biden declared the pandemic over, some colleges and workplaces have reinstituted mask mandates amid reports that the administration is set to roll out new COVID regulations as early as next month. The COVID subvariant, currently known as Aris, which has been seen in more than 50 countries, including Denmark and Israel, has spread increasing numbers of medical, spurred increasing numbers of medical professionals and health activists to begin calling for the reinstatement of COVID restriction, including forced mask face coverings. However, the public can expect any new regulation to be met by congressional pushback. Representative Kevin Kiley, Republican California, told Epoch Times that new mandates would simply be inappropriate from any governmental level. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing that. They're in the process of doing that. And I could go on with this article. It's a massive article, and it talks about the public health agencies and organizations across the nation, different state levels, and what they're doing. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, will Americans resist or will we comply to these requirements? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The question is, why is it important? Why would they be on the fast track for reinstituting the lockdowns, mask mandates, forced COVID jabs, or you get fired from your job or you can't get a job? Why would they be doing that? What is the motive for the federal government to do that, ladies and gentlemen? One thing and one thing only. It's not for your health. It's not for my health. It's not for the betterment of safety for American citizens. It is a tool that the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party have discovered that works to bring about fear, submission, and subjection to government mandates. And if they can do, and they've done it one time, they've already proven that it works. So, ladies and gentlemen, it will be the tool that will be on the fast track in preparation for the 2024 election. You see, the only way that Joe Biden can win an election without campaigning is if they can stop President Donald J. Trump. We're going to talk about that during this broadcast, some of the things they're doing to prevent Trump's campaigning, some of the things that's taking place that will prevent Americans from being able to go out and freely vote in an election. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing a replay of what we saw in 2020, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, et cetera. Past 3 years, we're witnessing the startup of that replay. I'm looking at a headline, contact tracing, mask mandates coming soon. As businesses, medical facilities, schools, and public spaces are beginning to insist on masks once again, it is important that this time we all just say no as much as possible. Weaponizing public health to control people is a clear sign that our government has moved into very dangerous dictatorial territory. But the truth is that mask use has negative consequences on mental and physical health. Masks are not benign, particularly the N95s, which are also classified as respirators, among the many physical health risks of masking are that they reduce airflow, increase CO2, increase body temperature during exercise, moving about. The truth is that those most fearful of catching COVID are also the most vulnerable to the fear-mongering in America. The fear-mongering is coming from our government, our schools, our medical facilities, and the mainstream media. As a nation, this writer says, we cannot let our public health officials normalize mask wearing anymore as a tactic to combat infectious diseases. Mask wearing is not normal. It is unhealthy. It is particularly unhealthy for children and for people with existing conditions such as obesity. But even more importantly, public health should not be in the business of mandating lifestyle choices for any American, whether healthy or not. This article closes as, our bodies, our choice, our choices. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very careful and plan now. we make a decision now that we're going to submit or not going to submit to an illegal, unconstitutional, rampant governmental authoritarian approach to control a 2024 election. And keep in mind, that's exactly what we see in the past and in the present in the preparation. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
I see you dodged the hurricane, but what it was.
Yes, I'm thankful that we did.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you a question. I see people, well, I got two or three, but I see people in their cars with their windows up, wearing a mask. It's the boo game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they got a crystal ball or not. Trying to tell my, it's going to be another outbreak of COVID. And they want to try to lock down the country again. And if we fall for that, we're going to be suckers. Because they're trying to just, I don't know. Like you said, really, it's going to be a dictatorship if we go through that. And all these sanctuary cities, now they're complaining. And then you're trying to take the governor of Texas, I think, and Arizona, by putting those barriers up, trying to get them impeached.
Uh-huh.
It's a sad, sad day for America.
It's a sad day for America. And all of these things, by the way, are playing into the end game of a total loss of the sovereignty of America. You remember Barack Hussein Obama said that he would fundamentally change America. Well, he's doing that through Joe Biden. To fundamentally change something, you've got to eviscerate, destroy, tear down, remove what's already there. So we're watching the evisceration of the structure that we call United States of America and our Bill of Rights and all the freedoms that we have. They are being totally, totally eviscerated, totally destroyed each and every day. And we're watching that before our eyes. But the sad thing is, Kenneth, is that we saw majority of Americans that were willing to submit in the past 3 years. The Biden administration found that it is a magical approach to claim that you're going to have a health emergency. You're going to die unless you follow the government's mandate and the government's control over our lives. That's the problem. That's the thing that we see taking place even today. We're watching the Biden administration flexing its muscles to set up an authoritative government and to destroy our Bill of Rights. It is a move today to take away our freedoms and our liberties and everything that we hold near and dear, especially as conservatives, as Christians, and as patriots today. Kenneth, you're exactly right. I'm looking at an article by the American Frontier Doctors. It said, during a recent interview with Fox News, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said that COVID-19 was pre-planned by an elite group of people to take control over our lives. The proof, said Senator Johnson, is 100% correct and everywhere. The virus was released by the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the Wuhan virus was created and founded by our very own Anthony Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance, as it goes on to talk about. Yet, unbelievably, new outlets this week are reporting the Biden administration is rolling out new COVID-related restrictions to place on all Americans, end quote. Now, we see that on the horizon. Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, and make a decision. Everyone listening, we need to make a decision. Will we comply or will we resist? I'm not talking about anarchy. I'm talking about protecting our own lives, our own families, and our own health, and protecting our Bill of Rights and our freedom today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. We're about to take a hard break for our news. Thank you so much. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. After that, we're coming back and continue our broadcast today. We have a very serious question on the horizon. Will we comply or will we resist? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After hammering northwest Florida with flooding rains, destructive winds, and storm surge, Hurricane Idalia moved across Georgia and the coastal Carolinas, where it resulted in more flooding. The storm now off the southern coast of North Carolina continues to dump rain. Forecasters expect the tropical storm to move out to sea. At least 73 people are dead after fire raced through an abandoned multi-story building and was taken over by homeless people in Johannesburg, South Africa. And authorities say that some people threw themselves from windows in order to escape the flames. A spokesman says Senator Mitch McConnell felt lightheaded at the time, but is feeling fine now. He froze up yesterday after being asked a question by a reporter, the second such incident recently for the 81-year-old Senate minority leader. Stocks opening the day higher. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very serious question today that's our issue. Will Americans resist or comply with new governmental regulations for lockdowns, mask mandate, social distancing, COVID jabs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I'm looking at a headline that I believe answers some of those questions. The title of the article says, Americans mobilizing to fight surging wave of COVID hysteria 2.0. It's dated August the 29th this year, as Joe Biden and liberal corporate and social media ramp up their talk about masking up and the new COVID booster shot campaign. Conservatives and those who no longer trust the science, to quote a widely ridiculed narrative, are bracing for a new wave of COVID hysteria. Many speculate the resurgence of COVID fear-mongering is timed for the election. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me insert a little parenthetical footnote here. That's exactly what this is about. It is preparing to steal the 2024 election. This article continues, as it is near, unanimous among Republicans and restrictive COVID policies were used to rig and to tilt the 2020 election and the rules in the Biden's and the Democrats' war favor. But with the benefit of hindsight and lessons learned from the disastrous and oppressive COVID policies during the initial pandemic, the difference today is that an army of highly informed skeptics skilled at debunking establishment narrative is already mobilized against a rebirth of government and corporate coercion and misinformation. Just the News reported Tuesday. Even President Joe Biden, quote, even President Joe Biden acknowledged current COVID vaccines, which include original and Omicron variant strains, are not performing as they had hoped. He said at the press gaggle Friday, he planned to ask Congress for an additional funding for a new vaccine that works and will tentatively be recommended for everyone, regardless of prior infection, vaccination history, and levels of health. Quote, total lack of critical thinking. Experts question COVID vax mask mandates and amid the surge. Highlights as a science writer critical of COVID fear-mongering, as well as the new study shows natural immunity against COVID grew considerably among Americans from December the 21st through November 2022. The question is then asked in this article, will you personally resist any new COVID restrictions, end quote. That's my question today. How do you plan on responding to it? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our previous caller, Kenneth, said that he had seen some people driving down the highway with the mask on. I've seen that a number of times. I was recently in a grocery store, and a gentleman walking down the aisle facing me had a mask on. His eyes started to pass him. He kind of squeezed over next to the canned goods with his face facing the shelves to try to shy away from me because I don't wear a mask. That is the fear-mongering that has set in. And the people that wear the mask on a continual basis like that do not realize that it's destroying their lung capacity. It's destroying their health in general because of rebreathing the CO2 that goes back into the physical system. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a push today to basically reject anything that we call conservative Christians or patriots today. In fact, the federal government under the Biden administration has set up an entire scheme, an entire program of censoring, monitoring, tracing, tracking, following, and to fearmonger everybody that does not fall into line with submission to what the government says. I'm looking at an article. It says the document stash reveals that the FBI scheming to target Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this several times in the past several weeks. It keeps popping up. It says, in fact, 2 days ago, the WorldNet Daily reported the facts that show such a scheme proposed in a letter from the FBI office actually was developed and supported by many of the offices. And it's talking about where they had infiltrated some Catholic churches in several of the cities across America, Richmond, Virginia, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, etc. And they looked at and identified traditional Christians as radicals. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not know what's happening today, but we have the federal government that's looking at what we are doing as conservative Christians and considering us to be the, if you please, domestic terrorists. We're looked at as being radical individuals if we stand on truth, if we stand on the Word of God, and if we do not comply with what the federal government says in its fear-mongering. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question and comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. One of the main things that they were pushing when the in 2020, when we were originally besieged with all the COVID information, was, you know, isolating. And did you know that I'm sure you do, but I don't know if everybody else does, the isolating yourself and wearing a mask and all these many, many things that they were saying actually weakens your immune system. Mm-hmm. I mean, your body is designed that it fights off things that you expose it to. And when you are isolating and you keep to yourself, it's like when a child begins school, that child that used to be at home and kind of a clean place, all of a sudden that child is exposed to all the other things that all the other children get, and then they get sick, okay? And it's just, it takes them a while to build up their immunity to those things, and after a while things straighten out, their immune system kicks in, and they're good to go. But what they were telling us went against science on so many levels. I don't know, but I know they were trying to mask little bitty children, and mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else has noticed what little children's noses look like, but I'm a mother, and I know what they look like. That is not a good idea.
Right.
And what is the cost of all these germs that collect in there in the meantime, even if you're changing it every hour? I mean, some of these children would wear these masks all day long at like pre-K and kindergarten. It's just unhealthy. The whole thing is unhealthy.
In fact, Miranda, you might recall during the apex of that goofy period, if we can call it that, scary time, even with airlines, one case that comes to my mind was a two-year-old that the mother kept trying to keep the mask on. Finally, the flight attendant screamed at the mother, and it was before the plane ever even took off, screamed at the mother, if you can't keep that child with a mask on, we'll have to ask you to get off the airplane. There was a hysteria among those that were not in the know or that simply wanted to comply with the federal government orders, that were willing to go to an extreme to harm and to hurt others, trying to force them to comply with what they had complied with. And this is what I'm afraid of in the new way that we see coming. I'm looking at a headline from Senator Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson sounds the alarm of a return of the COVID-19 mask mandates. And it's a humongous article, if you will. And he's talking about the return to that. Now, medical organizations, doctor's offices, schools, et cetera, are reinstituting that. And the Biden administration planning to make it a national priority in the fall with a mandate. Now, I don't know about you, and others listening might disagree, and that's fine. But I'm not going to put a mask on. During the course of the height of this mask frightened scare tactic in the past 3 years, I was invited to leave three different places because I refused to put on a mask. The store owner, the property owner, the business owner has the right to say, leave if you don't put one on. That's fine. Just tell me to leave. I'll spend my money someplace else. I don't need to be in your place of business. And so I urge our listeners to be able to make a decision now before it becomes mandated, because it's on the fast track for that. Either we're going to comply or we're going to resist. And I believe that we need to resist taking that stand that I believe would protect our bodies and would honor God in that. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. We keep looking up, knowing that God's still in control, but we need to understand what I think is best for us as a nation and as a people. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Don on the line. Don, go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Blessings to you, sir. Thank you for fighting the good fight. Keep on continuing to do so. Our Congress and senators are supposed to listen to us. And if we call in and make noise about this stuff, the more people that do, the better off we are. I've contacted our Congressman John Rutherford, and sometimes he listens well, sometimes he doesn't. I've contacted him about the J6 political prisoners as well. And anyway, it would behoove our the listenership to call and make known. When I talked to his staff, I talked to him about him taking care of our constitutional rights, because there was talk, and it hasn't happened yet, and hopefully it won't, about the president making an accord. Not a treaty, which requires Senate approval, but an accord with the WHO to give them the ability to have their dictates, even though they are not a United States organization. It seems like we're continuing to want to give over our laws to organizations that are worldwide, like the World Bank. You look at all the different ones that are out there, the World Economic Forum. All these different organizations all have one world government in mind. And so I would just highly recommend to the listenership to make their voices known to our congressmen.
Don, you're exactly right. In fact, a little clarification on your statement, and you may or may not know this. May the 27th, 26th, and 27th, Joe Biden did, in fact, sign the accord with the World Health Organization. As of this moment, if the Biden administration declares a national health emergency, or if the World Health Organization declares a national health emergency, and I believe they'll do so under the guise that it's not just a new variant of COVID, but also with climate change, that now is being claimed to be a national health emergency, they can declare a the World Health Organization can declare a lockdown for America, and the Biden administration would go along with it and implement it and try to enforce it. We've lost our sovereignty. That's the bottom line, Don. And it's frightening if you look at it from one perspective, but I don't know about anybody else, but as I see these things taking place, I see more and more the hand of God in his progressive judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I believe God is still on the throne. I believe he's not going on vacation. He's not asleep. He's not even had COVID. And I believe that God's ultimately going to vindicate us. And one of the things that I'll talk about later in the broadcast is we're preparing for an election in 2024. And as the Prime Minister of Hungary said in an interview by Tucker Carlson, he said the only hope for America, and this is a non-American now, only hope for America is for Americans to reelect Donald Trump and put him back in office. And I find that refreshing that you find that statement coming from the Prime Minister of Hungary, a non-American, but recognizing from a global standpoint of what's needed in America. So, Don, we need to keep praying, keep looking up. But I'm challenging our listeners today to make a decision. Either we're going to resist or we're going to comply. And my position is I'm resisting anything that interferes with my health and my safety and with what would ultimately tear down and destroy our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, and freedom of speech. Don, thank you so much, brother. Keep looking up.
Yeah, I resisted last time. I'm going to continue, and hopefully everybody else will. Thank God
Amen.
For our governor and our Surgeon General.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's a good addition to your statement, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Glenn is on the line. Glenn, go with your question or comment, please.
Well, we've got a broad array of topics, but they're all under the umbrella of control.
Yes.
We had a conversation the other day, and you're like, what do you think? Do you think they'll go after Biden? You know, do you think they'll ever be brought for prosecution? And maybe, maybe not. But by the time that happens, you know, will he plead not guilty by reason to mental defect, because everybody knows he's got dementia? How did this go for Hillary Clinton? What'd they do to her? Nothing. I call it the Biden-Obama-Clinton cartel crime family. As soon mm-hmm. as you start pulling the threads and unraveling things that they're guilty of, there's a distraction. Something else makes the news. It was all about when the things were coming out about Hunter Biden's laptop being the real deal and all these secret agreements and paying for access to Biden and favoritism. It was all about the little Titan sub that collapsed underwater. And that was all they talked about for a week. Well, every time something comes against the Bidens, they go after Donald Trump again. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump once said, he says, they're not after me. They're after you. They have to take care of me first. And I did see the interview, Tucker Carlson, with the Prime Minister of Hungary, and the question was posed as to what to do with the situation in Ukraine. He says, well, if Donald Trump were president, we'd have peace tomorrow. Okay? He says, it's a no-win. The Russians are dying. The Ukrainians are dying. The country of Hungary shares a border with the Ukraine. Some of that Ukrainian territory used to belong to Hungary. He said, Hungarians that are now Ukrainians are also dying. It's a no-win. It needs to stop, and it needs to be peace. But on that note, back to the control factor of the mask, it does not work It doesn't work. They knew it didn't work. The NIH, National Institute of Health, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, both did independent, very expensive, taxpayer-funded studies and proved that they do not stop infectious disease. They don't. They just don't. Then they backpedaled. Even Fauci said this. The mask doesn't work. In emails. They got the emails. It doesn't work. And then they're like, hey, you know, we need to do something. Okay, tell everybody to put on a mask. And then Fauci says, no, put on two. The whole time knowing that it didn't work. There's a man by the name of Lieutenant Colonel. He's retired military. Lieutenant Colonel Dave
Grossman. Headline here, John Voight. I don't know the person. He's this is an article, Glenn, I'm going to run by and get your comment. John Voight uncorks on Biden. Quote, this is now a war against all of us. Actor John Voight has issued a warning to America. More than a year after the next presidential election, just as Democrats have unleashed their full battery of weapons against President Donald Trump. Quote, what are we to do? This is now a war against all of us. The Biden administration is a corrupt mob, and the Obama administration fuels the cycle, end quote. He continued, quote, let me warn you all that this corrupt behavior against President Trump is the most disgusting scheme to try to keep him down. This is horrible, end quote. Open quote. This system now allows criminals to steal from department stores, and they all say it is to watch and to do, all cannot watch, and as a watch cannot do anything except sit and watch and allow these monsters to destroy hardworking designers and retailers. Here's the essence, Glenn. My fellow Americans, this is civil war, and this is time that we must stand for truth. If we don't see this, you, your children, your grandchildren, your sisters, your brothers, will all pay the price for this default. My God, he says, let us now beg, let us not beg, but let us not steal, but allow God's truth to be yours and mine. Let us not hide our pride, but allow God's greatness and his greatest truth to show us the way. We must stand up for truth we lost, stand up for the gift that was given to all of us, the freedom that Americans dreamed for and stood for. If we allow deceit against President Trump and allow this lie to win, we will all regret this in the future, end quote. And he goes on and on. But Glenn, the bottom line is, what we're saying, and what I think you understand, is that all of what we see taking place today is one big plan to steal the 2024 election by causing fear, consternation, and calamity to be viewed in the hearts and the minds of the citizens, to be willing to allow once again mass ballot harvesting and voting by absentee ballot, so the election can be stolen once again. Is that what you see happening?
It's all part and parcel of a larger plan of a one-world government, a one-world mm-hmm. monetary economic system, and eventually a one-world religion, and it'll be the government religion of communism, your China model. The plan is to crush the capitalistic system. And you do that by printing money and giving it away. You print it into oblivion. You bankrupt the system, okay? So people will have to embrace the government dole. You'll be dependent on it, okay? What is it, Rules for Radicals, written by Saul or Sal Alinsky? Okay, you control the education system. You control the healthcare system. You control and crush the capitalistic system, okay? And eventually, when they take away the guns, you'll have no way to defend yourself. It's coming. Canada gave up firearms a long time ago, and they're under not just socialist, they're under communist rule. Trudeau doesn't purport himself to be a communist, but he is. And interestingly enough, he and his second in command, I'm trying to think of her name, Victoria Friedman or something like that, Friedland, they were both students of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum Academy. Do you understand what I'm saying? He is producing mm-hmm. leaders to get elected all over the world because it's all focusing, coming together for that one world government system. It's coming.
Absolutely.
And these are just the little battles that we're fighting.
Glenn, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have John on the line. John, go over the question or comment, please.
Like Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. That's what I feel about what they're trying to do to our great president, Donald Trump.
And, absolutely.
I feel like Donald Trump is the best president we've ever had in America, maybe besides Abraham Lincoln. And I believe that they stole the election, and that's what they're trying to do again. And they can take my guns away through my dead fingers. And I imagine many millions of Republicans also will probably say the same thing. And I believe also, Brother Gene, that 50 to 100 million Americans need to march on D.C. if they steal the election again, because that's the only hope we got.
Well, John, if I can insert this, if the election is stolen again, I don't believe we'll have a march on Washington. I believe we'll have civil war across America if something were to take place that prevents Trump from being in the election process. And right now, state after state's trying to institute some type of new regulation or law that if Trump is found, see, they've got him with 4 indictments, 91, I believe it is, different charges. And if he's found guilty on a single charge, their plans in some states to then take him off the ballots completely, that's been promulgated, pushed, and planned out of the Department of Justice, out of the Oval Office with Joe Biden. So we're watching the stage being set for the total overthrow of America if this 2024 election is lost. I believe we have lost America, and I believe we'll be in total civil war as a result of it. That's just my thoughts, just my opinion. John, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you, Dr. Gene.
Thank
you so much for your program, Dr. Gene. I haven't supported you yet, but I plan on it. And you also helped me to get right with the Lord, listening to you talk about these things.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that comment, and I am thankful for that privilege. Glenn, we've got about a minute and a half left on the broadcast today. Take this time and let's talk about what should our listeners take away from this broadcast today? How should they respond? What should we do? Should there be fear? Should there be anxiety? Should there be worry? What should be the takeaway?
Number one, God is in control. We need to recognize that he is in control and be fearless. There was a movie called Courageous. It was about police officers, but he issued a charge to these men to take charge of their families and to take charge of their communities by taking a stand for the truth. My Bible says in Psalms chapter 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" They used to have a no fear sticker that people would put on the back of their car. I had one on the back of my motorcycle helmet, you know, but it should be no fear. After Jesus calmed the winds and the waves, remember he was in the boat taking a nap when they were on the Sea of Galilee and they had a bad storm, and the disciples woke him up and said, "Don't you care that we perish?" He goes, he stood up and said, "Peace be still," and calmed the winds and the waves. He says, "Why were you afraid? Why was there a lack of faith?" Jesus was in the boat with them. In 2 Timothy at verse, chapter 1, at 2 Timothy chapter 1 about verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear," "but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner." This is the Paul writing to Timothy. "But share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." We need to take a stand for the truth. They're playing keep away like if you had truth written on a ball, and they're playing keep away with it. We need to get that ball of truth. We need to spread the truth, tell the truth of Jesus Christ and his gospel of salvation.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Running out.
Glenn, that is on target. That's a good charge for us to close with. Thank you for joining us, Glenn. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295.